University of Maryland political science professor Don Kettle says the Commerce Department is a strange animal.
It originally was brought into being as a kind of business counterpart to the creation of the Department of Labor. They were really created hand in hand. As time has gone by, commerce has become a kind of hodgepodge of different kinds of programs.
There's NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. It deals with weather, not business. The president would move it out of the Commerce Department into the Interior Department. Then he would fold the remaining agency with five others, including the Small Business Administration and the U.S. Trade Representative. Office of Management and Budget Chief Performance Officer Jeff Zients says the result would be a lean machine.
This is about a tightly integrated new department with four pillars. The first is trade and investment, which includes enforcement, financing, and promotion, along with other trade functions. The second is small business and economic development. So small business would be integrated with other economic development programs around the government from these six agencies. The third area is technology and innovation. This is where you'd have the Patent Office, NTIA, NIST, and other innovation. And then the fourth is statistics.
In the process, he says, the government could cut 2,000 federal jobs through attrition and save $3 billion over 10 years. Zients says the White House conducted intense research and consulted with federal employees and small business owners. But some people say the proposal seems to overlook an important aspect of the current structure that helps both groups. Susan Schwab served as the trade representative under George W. Bush. She says something would give if USTR was folded into a bigger agency with a bigger mission.
Either U.S. business interests, U.S. manufacturing interests, would find themselves without an advocate because that agency would have to pull its punches, right? Because it would have to balance all these other perspectives. Or you would have U.S. trade policy heavily weighted in favor of industry interests, not paying sufficient attention to foreign policy or labor or environment or agriculture.
The White House says the trade representative would remain in the cabinet, even though it would no longer be an independent agency. If the administration has its way, this would be the first of several reorganizations. Agencies that focus on housing or food safety could be next. But to do any of that, the president will need Congress's help. Obama is asking lawmakers to grant him a consolidation authority that Congress abolished during the Reagan years. Kettle says it means lawmakers would cede power.
The executive branch is much more the product of Congress than it is of the president. That every law, every organization, every structure, all are the product of acts of Congress. And changing all that changes the jurisdictions of congressional committees and subcommittees. And so they've been over time very reluctant to give the president the ability to be able to change who's in charge in Congress of overseeing which programs.
Compromises have been clumsy. The Department of Homeland Security combines 22 components. They report to roughly 100 congressional subcommittees. Reorganization will be tricky in other ways. The Partnership for Public Services Executive Director Max Steyer gives the president kudos for focusing on management, but says he's stepping into challenging terrain.
You need clear goals. You need clear metrics of success. You need to have extra special leadership. You need continuity of focus. And you need a true partnership among the relevant stakeholders for this stuff to work.
That last part isn't clear at all. Congress has been vague in its response to the announcement. While politics may overshadow the process, former USTR Schwab says federal employees may suffer.
Reorganization proposals are a pain in the butt. I mean, they are demoralizing. They take up a huge amount of time and energy. And they usually don't happen.
She says there are lots of less spectacular ways to consolidate government and make it easier on small businesses. The White House has already hit upon one, an online merger. It's creating BusinessUSA.gov, a one-stop web portal for businesses large and small to access government services. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.